Well, it's still Wednesday the 3rd of July, and we've taken the wee mini coach from Castle Bay over to Battersea via the Causeway. Ah, what a wonderful drive in a minibus it is. Exciting stuff. Forget the Big Dipper, just travel on this bus with our driver, Margaret, who is all knowledgeable, knows everybody, waves to everybody, and has helped us out greatly. So she's dropped us off here just at the town, the wee town hall of Battersea. We'll go and get tea and coffee when it opens at 12. It's about 11 a.m. just now. But we've come up to see the monument here, and it is a monument to the Annie Jane. I'll read it out to you. On the 28th of September 1853, the ship Annie Jane with immigrants from Liverpool to Quebec was totally wrecked in this bay, and three-fourths of their crew and passengers, numbering about 350 men, women and children, were drowned and their bodies interred here. And a lovely needle monument, small needle monument to that. Quite poignant at this point here, where they're situated, obviously, is to my rear, facing, if my rear can face anywhere, the east side of this island. And it's very narrow at this point, and at this monument I'm looking straight across west. Beautiful, gorgeous silver sand bay that if I set off from a boat here, I'd go straight across to America. So in other words, I'm looking straight onto the Atlantic on one side and to the sheltered base of Barra to my east side, as it were. It's beautiful here. I'm going to take a wee walk. There's a lovely walk laid out. It takes about 2 to 3 hours. I guess we'll do about an hour and a half of it. But what a beautiful monument, and what a lovely, lovely spot today.